Before we get started with the BT Speak itself, let's first go through the contents of the package that you received to make sure everything is there. When you open the box, the first thing you will find, of course, is the BT Speak itself. If you ordered the custom leather carrying case from Lazy Technologies produced by Turtleback, your BT Speak will be packed inside that case, ready for use. If you did not order a case or would like one, Blazy Technologies does sell it for $92.95. For more information, you can check out the shop page at blazytech.com. The next thing that you will find is a short USB Type-C charging cable, and if you placed your order in North America, a power supply. Also included in the package is a USB-C to 1/8 inch or 3.5 millimeter headphone adapter. If anything is missing, please contact Blazy Technologies as soon as possible to make sure that we get these items to you. If everything is there, then let's check out the BT Speak itself. The first thing we're going to do is describe the BT Speak and make sure that it's oriented properly. You want to set the BT Speak down on a table in front of you, with the keyboard facing up towards the ceiling and the three longer keys on the bottom facing towards you. You'll also know if the BT Speak is oriented properly by feeling around on the sides. The power button you'll find on the right-hand side, and on the back, you'll find three different ports. If that description matches with what you're discovering, then you have the BT Speak oriented correctly. So now let's describe the BT Speak itself. On the right edge, you'll find a power button. This button is recessed slightly in between two small nibs. These are not buttons, these are just bumpers to help you orient yourself to finding the power button. To turn the BT Speak on, hint, don't do it just yet, you press and release the button once. When the BT Speak is on, you can quickly press the power button to put it to sleep, and again to wake it up. To turn the BT Speak off completely, press and hold the power button for about 4 seconds. The first time you press the button, you will feel a brief vibration, and several seconds later, you will feel a longer vibration to indicate that the BT Speak has started to shut down. That's the only notable feature on the right-hand edge, and there's also nothing of note on the front or left edges, so let's move to the back of the unit. Moving from left to right, you're going to find three ports. The first one is a micro HDMI port, which you can use to connect the BT Speak to a monitor or a television in case there's somebody sighted that would like to use the device and may not know Braille. Immediately next to the micro HDMI port is the USB-C port. And this is the port you will use to connect the charger, headphones, keyboards, thumb drives, etc. to the BT Speak. Also notice that there's a raised line above this port and not the micro HDMI port. If you're ever confused about which port is which, look for the one with the raised line above it. That will be your USB-C port. This is the one you're probably going to use most of the time. And finally, to the right of the USB port is a micro SD card slot. The slot can accept cards of at least up to 1 terabyte in size, possibly more. Blazy Technologies doesn't recommend any specific brand or make or model of SD card. Just make sure that it is a micro SD card and not a standard SD card. So that does it for the back-facing panel of the BT Speak. Now let's look at the keyboard. On the very top face, you'll find some raised letters that say BT Speak in print. Immediately below the BT Speak logo, you'll find the Braille keyboard. Going from left to right, we have dots 3, 2, and 1, with a gap in between the other side of the keys, which are dots 4, 5, and 6. Notice that these keys are laid out ergonomically, so your finger should just sort of fall on them naturally. Below these keys, you will find three additional keys. On the left is dot 7. Next to that is a wider key. This is the spacebar. And finally, to the right of that, is dot 8. .7 many times will be used as a shift to make uppercase letters. .8 is typically going to be your enter key or return key. On the far edge of the face, you'll also discover two small speakers, one on either side. These are stereo speakers from which the BT Speaks internal audio emanates. Near these speakers is also the built-in microphone that you can use to make voice recordings. That pretty much does it for the physical description of the BT Speak. Before we power it on, if you just received your unit, we recommend connecting it to the charger for a while first, just to ensure that the battery is topped off and ready to go. To do this, take your USB-C cable that you received, plug one end of it into the wall charger, and of course you'll want to plug the wall charger into a power outlet, and the other end into the USB-C port on the BT Speak. Again, this is that port with the ridge above it. Give it approximately 30 minutes to an hour to charge, just to be sure everything's ready.